CBA mobile.
We're CBA, KF4, NXY, David.
NXY, KB4, CBA. You're going to have to remind me your name. I can't remember. Anyway, I hope you're doing well today.
Fairly well. Oh, I'm just one of the many Davids on here.
Good. I can remember that. I should have remembered. I tell you, we've had as many as five on the same queue, so this frequency at one time. So you just never know.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I was one of four Davids on the Deacon Board at church, and it got kind of confusing.
Can you imagine? That's when you just have to start numbering. Yeah, David 1 through 5, and go with it like that. call him by last name or something. Tell you what. Well, I'm headed back to the house. I've been to a funeral and just finished up at the graveside, so I'm headed back home.
What you had to take care of today, but sometimes that's what we have to do in life.
And this was a fellow amateur radio operator, a good friend of mine. In fact, he got me into ham radio. His dad and Phil, before NGU. I was glad to be there and support him.
That's the main thing, is with the family, just be there. There's not a whole lot you can really say or anything. Just be there, and that kind of gives comfort and support.
Yeah, most of the time your presence is the main thing, and it's not really anything. I've been in the ministry for 40 years, so it's not really anything new under the sun that you can say. But I do try to offer some words of comfort and to the family. And so anyway, but just your presence being there means a lot to them.
It does. If I'm thinking about the right person, do you play tennis?
I try. Yeah, I play a good bit. Up to 7 times a week, so starting tomorrow evening, if it's not, well, even if it's raining, I'll be playing. So it's my form of exercise and fun at the same time.
I thought I'd heard you on here before, going to play tennis or coming back from playing tennis. Lord, I wish I was in good enough shape to do something like that. But anyway, I try to work out a little bit at the pool over in Anderson at the Y. They've got a kind of what they call a heated therapy pool, and move around in that some, and that helps. But I'm a long way from chasing a tennis ball.
it to me, and I was in involved in an accident, car accident. About, I think it was 3 years ago now, this past July in Hilton Head, and I actually saw that we were going to hit the person, or they turned left in front of us. I wasn't driving, but I was in the front seat, so we T-boned them, and I stiffened up, and I had my feet planted on the floor, my knees locked, and, you know, which is really bad. You shouldn't do that. And, but, you know, it's just a natural reflex. And we hit them at 40 miles an hour. And, of course, you know, we had the airbags and seatbelt and all that. And I wasn't hurt at all. Well, didn't think I was hurt. And then about 2 weeks after that, I started getting fluid on one of my knees. And I have had no trouble with my knees whatsoever. And since that accident, it's just been one thing after another. So I know my knees are probably going to take me off the court one of these days. And my right one's giving me a good bit of trouble.
As long as you can keep on doing it, that's the main thing, you know. And that's great that you know that's something you like to do, and you can do it. So more power to you. It's kind of like me and my motorcycles. I think the wife would just soon I get rid of them, but as long as I can still ride them, I'm going to do it.
CBA. Well, yeah, I'm the same way. My wife wants me to get rid of mine, but I'm not gonna do it. At least not yet. If I get to the point I can't hold it up, I might get rid of it. But anyway, well, I'm in the garage and I'm sitting here looking at my bike, and because I parked the car. The bike's up against the wall, the back wall, and then long ways, and then I've got enough room to pull my car in and then shut the door, so everything works out good there, and my wife's got room to park on the other side of my car. So, anyway, but it's good to talk to you, David, and you have a good one. And we'll talk to you later, Steve. If you're listening, be careful out there on the way home, and we'll talk to you later. It was good to see you today. But anyway, 73, so I'll stick around for your final KV4 CPA.
I'm sorry that you know that the occasion today was a funeral, but you know, we sometimes that's what the good Lord calls us on. Lost my one brother to COVID New Year's Eve, and lost another brother just a couple of years ahead of him. So anyway, you have a good afternoon. You get a chance to get on that bike and ride it a little bit today. It's nice and sunshiny at the moment. KF4 NXY.